Greetings, one and all. Families of the Vine Street Christian Church branch of the Vine of Jesus Christ, it's Pastor Bob. Coming to you today on December 18th. It's a Friday in the third week of Advent. And today we've got another daily family devotional for you from Grace Claus. And this one's called The Best Lion. The Best Lion. First, we hear a selection from the book of Daniel. This is from Daniel chapter 6. The Bible says this: the conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then they approached the king and said concerning the interdict, "O king, did you not sign that anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions?" And the king answered, "The thing stands fast according to the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." So then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. Then, at the break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" And then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angels and shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no wrong." Well, that's a story about bravery, isn't it? Daniel was brave, and the reason he was brave was because he trusted God. Daniel knew that God was powerful and that God would take care of him. And Daniel wasn't scared to pray to God, even though the king had made it a rule that people could only pray to the king. And Daniel wasn't scared to go into the lion's den either, even though the lions were hungry and ready to eat him. Daniel knew that God would take care of him. And God did. God sent an angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they couldn't bite Daniel. Did you know that when God sends an angel to you, it's kind of like God is sending himself? Angels aren't just God's friends. Angels represent God. So that angel in the den with Daniel was almost like God being in the den with Daniel. You see, God himself was protecting Daniel. God, the Lion of Judah, showed the lions of Babylon that he was more powerful and that he would protect Daniel. Can you think of a time when God helped you feel brave? When you trusted that God would see you through and protect you, help you? You remember what that felt like to know that you had a God like that, and that God's presence was with you in your toughest moments? Let us pray. God, we thank you for being so powerful and for using that power to protect us. Lord, we ask in prayer that you would help us to trust you every day with everything. in our lives. Amen. And now today's benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us on this day. Amen.